Basic Bananas.
Hey there, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio Show. This is your host, well, your host for today anyway, Christo. Welcome back, and today I'm going to go through how to formulate an effective marketing plan. And the way that we go about this with basically for ourselves and for our high-level clients that we work with, we do this with our Clever Bunch members, the members of our main program. We go through creating a marketing plan in a not overly complex way, which leaves you feeling confused and leaves you wondering where you should start. We want to make things simple, and we want to strip back to what's going to be most important. There are a few key areas that we do definitely need to investigate, though, and we need to review, and we do this every 90 days. So before I just dive into it, a couple of quick announcements. We are coming to Adelaide for all of the listeners in South Australia. We'll be coming to Adelaide. So we've got a new city on the map for our Blast Off marketing workshops, and it's coming up on the 25th of August, actually, this next month. So pretty exciting. So there's Blast Off workshops coming up in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide and Los Angeles. So check it out. And we'd love to see you if you are in Adelaide. It'll be our first one, our first live Blast Off event to be held in Adelaide. So make sure you come along and check it out. The early bird tickets are on sale at the moment. So definitely grab a spot. It's just on the Basic Bananas website, basicbananas.com. You'll see the banner on the homepage for Blast Off Workshop about halfway down in the middle, or just click through to the different services we offer and you'll see it there. So let's dive into it. How do we create an effective marketing plan? Now, first of all, there's two different kind of angles I want to speak about when it comes to creating a marketing plan. One is just to get a general overview of your year. So this is one way to look at devising a plan. Look at your year, look at what you have over the period of the year in terms of cycles. So do you have, are there times when new customers are more likely to buy? Are there times when they're not as likely to buy? Because what we've found is that as we're working with, you know, hundreds of different businesses every year, which to get the best results, when things are hot, like when people are looking to buy, that's when you really want to ramp things up. So it's not just to kind of do it to a certain capacity, but try and get the absolute most out of it while people are buying. And then if there are periods where people aren't buying so much, like it's a bit of a downtime, then you back off. Like obviously we're not going to spend the money to try and get new people through the door because less are likely to buy it. So in those periods, we actually do a promotion, an internal promotion, where we promote an additional product or service to existing customers or existing members or whatever the business is that we're working on with the clients. So you need to look for these cycles. So I suggest just grabbing a little bit of paper and just going January, February, March, April, May, June across the top, all the way, map the whole, every year, every month of the whole year. What did I just say? Every month for the whole year, make sure we map that diverse. Then look at those months and think where are, you might highlight, you know, in a certain color, where are new people likely to buy? Where are they not? Where's a downturn? And so you can start to develop little patterns. There might be a certain time of the year where you do product development and you don't promote at all. Then you might promote to external people where they're buying. Then you might have a period where you're doing internal promotions to past clients and upsells and onsells and things. So map that out so you get pretty clear on when and where to do those kind of things. Now, in terms of developing our marketing plan every 90 days, what we do for this one and what I suggest you do for this one is there's kind of like four main areas. The first part is we want to always review the why of, and the why is, why are you in business? What is the real big picture why of what you're selling? What I mean by why is, what is the outcome of what you are selling? Because you need to refine with, like, doing marketing strategies is one thing, and it's actually placing marketing strategies is not a very complex procedure most of the time. Like putting up an ad or putting an ad on, you know, Facebook or on Google AdWords or in the newspaper or whatever it is doing, or the process of posting a blog or whatever it is, the process of doing the marketing strategy is not that difficult. The real genius comes in with the messaging and the timing and how all of the strategies kind of tie together and lead people on a journey from one strategy, you know, from one campaign to the next and so on, to engage and encourage, you know, sales and build community, encourage upsells and onsells and referrals and things. So this is where the real genius comes in. So this is where we need to start. So part of this messaging and timing and so on is starting with the why. So the why is, what's the outcome that people get when they buy from you? So for example, selling, being clear on your why, and you need to review these things and update them every 90 days because so they don't get old and it doesn't, suddenly it's not as current anymore. So you might even recognize that clients are saying, I really love it how you guys do this, or I really love it how you do this, and this is good feedback. Then you use that in your marketing when you update things. So this is part of why we do it every 90 days. So what do I mean by the why? So let's say, for example, an accountant sells, you know, number crunching and getting your tax in on time and making sure your business is compliant and so on. Now, people don't wake up in the morning and think, oh, I'd really love to work with an accountant today. You know, I'm really excited, but, you know, it's been on my to-do list. I'm looking forward to this. This will be awesome. What we wake up in the morning thinking is, gee, I hope, you know, I'm imagining what most people, I imagine, wake up in the morning. This would be my thought if I'm piled up with paperwork, is I wake up in the morning thinking, oh, gosh, I wish we could get rid of this paperwork. You know, I wish I didn't have to do all this paperwork at the end of the day, or number crunching, or chasing this money, or whatever it is, or and I hope I can get as much back on my tax bill as possible. So this is the kind of thing where this is what people would be wanting to buy. It's getting the time back. Like, can you give me my time back every afternoon? It's not necessarily crunching the numbers and getting it in on time to pay your GST or whatever it is. You know, I'm saying whatever it is because there's listeners coming in from all over the world and you're not all paying GST, but like whatever it is the accountants do for you in your area, it's not always, you know, that thing that they do, we love that it removes that. However, it's the thing, that's what we, the outcome that we get as a result. Like for example, exercise is a really good example. It's really easy to understand. Like we don't go to a, you know, typically people don't go to a gym because they love to run on a treadmill and sweat in a room full of other people. We go to the gym because we want to feel confident after, or we want to feel strong in the sport that we're doing, or we want to be sexy to the opposite sex. It's not necessarily the thing that we need is maybe exercise, and we might need to eat salad. But the thing that we want is we want to be strong, sexy, attractive, you know, have a good love life or whatever it is. Those things are the things that drive us. That's the actual why. So the thing that a gym is really selling is that dream. It's selling the confidence. It's selling the relationships and so on. It's not necessarily selling the, you know, the fact that you can lift a bit of metal up and down repeatedly and then put it back where you started. You know, that's not what we're selling. So you get the idea. Like a TV installation, and just one more example, like a TV installation guy, he wouldn't sell the cables. You know, he might have some fancy cabling. However, the thing that he sells is having a, you know, a crystal clear television reception. That's what they sell. You know, clear signal for life or whatever it is. So that's the why. So always reviewing and updating your why. Thinking about what are you really selling? You know, and just make a little note of it. It doesn't have to be a super duper big complex pages of notes. It's just, it might be a one paragraph that you're just going to write down and review. That's the thing that we're actually selling, or those two things. And if you can try and narrow it down to just say like two, three things, that will be more effective to put that out through your marketing material and to be clear on that messaging. Because if you list down 15 different things that you help with, nobody's going to go out there and, you know, tell their friends about you for 15 minutes every time they talk about you. So you try and narrow it down to the real why of what you sell. You narrow it down to just a couple of things that I can go and tell a friend about in a matter of minutes. Part two that we want to look at, the second part of our 90-day marketing plan, is we look at the who. So once again, we refine who are the clients that we want to attract more of? Who do we want to get over and over and over again? And it's not necessarily like you hear in kind of most marketing, they'll always say refine the ideal client and the target market. What we want to do is just get inside their head. Like we want the marketing to equal the thoughts of what they're thinking. Once the marketing equals the thoughts of our prospects, that's when we win. That's when we get their attention. That's when they can't ignore it because they don't even realize they're reading marketing material. because it's just absorbed them. It's like you've equaled their thoughts with what you've written in your marketing material. And the right people can't ignore it. The wrong people, they won't be interested, and that's fine. However, we need to get really clear on who are the ones you want to attract over and over and over again. It's a lot easier to create marketing material when you know who you're creating it for, basically. So we know the text that they'll be interested in. We know the colors to use. We know the images to use. We know where to, even more so where to put the marketing. So this is something to review all the time. I like to create an imaginary friend for our clients. So what we do is we create an imaginary friend, and the imaginary friend is it's the ideal person that you'd like to attract over and over and over. It's a profile of those ideal clients. So who fits the profile? The imaginary friend, the reason we do this is because imaginary friends always have thoughts and feelings. Rather than just kind of scripting out the demographics of who you'd like to attract or the industry, you think about who's the decision maker that really decides to buy from you or not, and then let's create an imaginary friend around them. What are they thinking? What's inside their head? What are their wants? It's a good idea, it's a good exercise. You could list their top five wants and the top five problems they have. List those things down. Once you've listed those things down, then that's going to be what you use in your marketing material. Like if the real thing they want, like I was saying before, they might want the crystal clear television reception for life. That's what you sell. You don't sell the, whatever optical fiber wiring. That's the thing they need. The thing they actually want is the outcome. You don't sell the fact that we can go into a room full of sweaty people and lift metal up and down or run on a treadmill. You sell the dream of, being sexy and attractive, and might be images of couples playing on the beach or someone looking really happy and sexy in their bikini or whatever it is, or just the confident woman or whatever it is that's what you're selling. Now, this is how we get clear on what they actually want. What is it that your prospects really want? What's the outcomes they want? And that's the words you're going to use. So it's always good being clear on who they are and what they want and what their problems are that your product or service will help them to overcome. The third thing we look at is we look at what makes you unique. So every 90 days we want to review what's unique about your business. Is there something that people are coming back and saying, like I was saying before, saying, I just love it how you guys do this. Or I love it how you guys provide this. Or you guys are just so unique because you do this. Nobody else does this. What is the unique points of difference that you've created? And you can manufacture this if you need to. Basically, everybody should have unique points of difference about their business. Whether you like it or not, there should be a perception in the market that there's something I can get from you that I can't get from any other business. Even if you're in a crowded, flooded market, and there's competition everywhere, that's fine. There should be something that, the prospects perceive that they can get from you that they can't get from anywhere else on planet Earth. And as I'm saying, it can be like a perception. So what you can do is you create emotions, you create feelings that they can't get anywhere else. You have better customer service than they can get anywhere else. You might package and bundle your things, your offerings in certain ways that they can't get anywhere else. Like it might be that you sell, you sell a service and you tack on products to support, to back up the service. So for example, like you might be a physio, and people who come to your physio, they get access to members only videos online, which have little flexibility tips and tricks to reduce, certain pains and build up strength in certain areas. You might send out health tips and so on in the mail, via CD or a USB every month for people who are on ongoing packages with you. So you could tack on little products to add extra value to your clients. Or on the other side, if you sell a product, you can sell a tack on a service. So you might sell a product and people can come back and have it updated, have it cleaned every 6 months for the rest of their life, something, and you give that a name as well, the maintenance for life package or whatever it is, and you're getting your red hot prospects back in the store in front of new products and things, and building community and building trust. So there's a number of different ways, like obviously we can do it, and you can need to be flexible with this to think about how can I adjust and make my it might be you're selling a service and you just tack on extra services and products. So it could be a combination of either or to build on that. But basically you want to create something, and you might name your packages, you name the additional services, you name the program or whatever it is you sell with different names that actually don't exist on planet Earth is a really good idea, because then you've got something completely unique. So when people talk about it, they're more likely to remember it. And if they tell a friend about it, there's only one place that they can get it. So that's a really good idea with your uniqueness. So what are the unique points of difference? We update those every 90 days. The fourth thing we look at is, now we look at the marketing strategy. So based on those things, why, the who, the uniqueness, and then we look at, okay, now what marketing strategies are we going to use? We suggest every 90 days you just list out the top three priorities that'll make the biggest difference for your business if you implement within the next 90 days. So rather than scripting out 20 different things that you're going to work on, just narrow it down to the top three. Even if you do write down, you know, 15, 20 things that you want to work on, just highlight the top three. Put a circle around them, highlight them, and make sure that those ones, okay, now with those top three, even narrow it down to the top one to get started, then we work backwards to, okay, what needs to happen by the end of this month to have us on track to doing that? Like, what might we need to have accomplished by the next kind of 30 days to be on track? And then we work back to, okay, what do we need to start right now this week, you know, and have pretty much on the to-do list right now. I need to make space in the diary to get on track with that things. Like, what do I need to get done to make sure that I'm on track to achieve those 90-day goals? So pick the top three priorities. They could be online or offline, whatever the strategy or approach is that's going to make the biggest difference for you. Just narrow it down to those top three and make sure that those things happen. At the end of the 90 days, you review, and then you set the next 90-day goals, the next top three priorities, after reviewing the why, the who, and the uniqueness once again, so that we're always updating the messaging and making it better and better and better and better. So we kind of, it's like you're getting your marketing more and more inside your prospects' minds. So you're getting the wording even more succinct with what they're thinking. And that, my friends, is how we craft our marketing plan every single 90 days. So keep it simple and make sure it is crystal clear and it's not too overwhelming for you to implement either. Any questions on this one, please feel free to fire away on the Basic Bananas website. You can also reach out to us on social media, on Facebook. It's just Facebook / Basic Bananas. I'm pretty sure that's our handle. Twitter, jump on Twitter. Feel free to grab us there. Even Periscope, the latest, greatest, you can grab us on Periscope. We can make a video if you've got any particular questions about it. Once again, the Blast Off Half Day Marketing Workshop with myself live and the team will be coming to Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, and Adelaide in the next couple of months, and Los Angeles. So, Adelaide, we're looking forward to seeing you guys soon for a first time. If you're listening to this podcast on Basic Bananas website, you can always subscribe on the app on your smartphone. Grab the podcast app, search for Basic Bananas Marketing Show, and you'll find it. You can click subscribe. These episodes will automatically download for you. If you are on the app already, feel free to jump on basicbananas.com and leave us a on the radio page. There's always these recordings are there. You can leave comments. Also, you can jump onto iTunes. We love every comment that's left on iTunes. You know, they always help us to climb higher in the ratings. So if you're getting any value at all out of these things, we'd really love it if you jumped on iTunes and left us a little bit of feedback there on iTunes, because that's what helps us to kind of climb the ratings and helps us reach more people and help more people. So until next time, guys, I look forward to reading your comments, helping you out. Jump on Facebook or Twitter or leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you and answer any questions or hear any feedback that you have, whether it's good, you know, or bad. We love to hear all feedback and we're open to hearing everything so we can always be improving the show. So thanks again, guys. Until next time, enjoy yourselves, get your marketing plan in order, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye for now, guys.
Basic Bananas.